From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen. The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard says nearly 2,000 migrants and refugees were rescued Monday off the Libyan coast. Officials say 8 rescue operations rescued the migrants from the overcrowded vessels they were on. They were then taken to Sicily. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to reintroduce tighter border controls along the country's shared border with Italy amid fears of a new migrant influx. At least 8 people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. The Pentagon spokesman put the death toll at 12 militants. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged 2 people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. Police have arrested 6 other people in the incident. The Chinese government doesn't like the statement by G7 foreign ministers expressing concern over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman accused the G7 of hyping up maritime issues and fueling tensions in the region. This is VOA News. The U.S. and India have agreed in principle to share military logistics, but Secretary of State Ash Carter said Tuesday a formal agreement will not be finalized for the next few weeks. The logistic support agreement will give both militaries access to each other's bases for repair and resupplies. Secretary of State John Kerry will speak Tuesday to government, civic, and policy leaders in Los Angeles, promoting the benefits of 2 free trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the proposed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Kerry's California appearance will wrap up a week-long tour that included stops in Bahrain, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The United Nations Children's Fund says Nigeria's Boko Haram group has increased the use of children to carry out suicide attacks. A report released Tuesday says 44 children were involved in Boko Haram suicide attacks in 2015, a tenfold increase from just 4 years ago. House Speaker Paul Ryan is expected to categorically rule himself out as a Republican presidential candidate Tuesday afternoon. Ryan, a representative from Wisconsin, scheduled a news conference and in about 10 minutes from now at the Republican National Committee headquarters here in Washington. He is likely to try to quell rumors that he could emerge as a party nominee from a contested Republican convention. A suicide bomber killed at least 4 people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated explosives among a group of army recruits. The attack came despite a ceasefire between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels. 2 Turkish soldiers were killed, at least 50 other people injured when a car bomb exploded at a military base in Turkey's Kurdish southeast. The attack late Monday targeted a military outpost in the Hani district of the Diyarbakir province. The Afghan Taliban has announced the start of its annual warm weather fighting season. The Islamic militant group issued a statement Tuesday calling this year's Operation Omari in honor of the late Mullah Muhammad Omar. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump said Monday that party officials have a crooked system to keep him from winning a first ballot victory at the party's July convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Trump told a rally in New York that the system is rigged against him. Trump's ire was raised by a party meeting in Colorado where his chief rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, collected all 34 of the state's national convention delegates. The Republican national chairman, Reince Priebus, dismissed Trump's statement, saying the rules were set last year, nothing mysterious, nothing new. He says the rules have not changed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.